Is America ready for chimpanzee rights? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. On May 27th, a New York judge will consider whether two chimpanzees are considered persons under the law.
This is the first time that a judge is ordering into her courtroom the captors of a non-human animal to provide a legally justifiable reason why they're holding these animals captive.
That's Natalie Prosen, executive director of the Non-Human Rights Project. The captive chimps are named Hercules and Leo, and they're part of an anatomical study at the State University of New York at Stony Brook.
What we're trying to do is ask the court to grant these chimpanzees just one legal right. And the legal right that we're asking for is the right to bodily liberty.
Essentially, habeas corpus. Her group has filed 9 affidavits from the world's leading primatologists to persuade the judge that Hercules and Leo are simply too intelligent to be held captive and should be placed in a sanctuary in Florida.
Here in the United States, corporations are considered legal persons. And we argue that because they're so autonomous and self-aware and self-directed, that qualifies them for legal personhood status.
But Natalie says, as extraordinary as these chimps may be, they don't know sign language, and she admits she doesn't really know what they're thinking. For all we know, they might hate the idea of living outdoors.
Caesar loved humans more than apes.
It's a possibility. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.